Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your call. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Welcome, pet listeners from coast to coast. I'm Dr. Carol Osborne, your holistic veterinarian, and host today for All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And this is our segment where we ask our pet questions. So, pet lovers out there, if you've got a dog question or a cat question, give us a call, send us an email. We are more than glad to answer your questions. And today we've had a few nice pet lovers write in some questions, so we thought we would begin with them. Our first question is from Audrey. And Audrey has a little Labrador pup named Clover, who's about 7 months old. Audrey continues to say that Clover was just spayed, but she's a little bit worried about bloat. She says that Clover's tummy sometimes looks distended after she eats. And although she's been reassured that bloat is usually a problem in deep-chested breeds like Great Danes and Dobermans, she's looking for a little bit of reassurance. Well, Audrey, I'm here to reassure you that although Labrador Retrievers can experience a situation called bloat, it's not very common at all. Now, let's talk for a minute about bloat. First of all, bloat is a true life-and-death emergency in dogs. Basically, what happens? The stomach fills up with air and then may or may not twist. Your very large, deep-chested breeds, like your Great Danes, Dobermans, Irish Setters, seem to be the most prone, although any dog can experience bloat. Now, here's a classic case. You feed your dog a great big meal, open the back door, and outside your dog goes to run and jump and play. What happens then is the stomach fills with air, which then blocks normal blood flow back to the heart, and the bacteria multiply, and we then have a great big tummy filled with air. We refer to that as simple bloat. If that tummy happens to turn over or flip, then we have a much more serious situation, which we refer to as a complex bloat. Now, to treat a simple bloat, it's very simple. You simply get your dog to the veterinarian, and we pass a stomach tube right down the dog's throat while he's awake. And in a simple bloat, as soon as that stomach tube passes, the gas comes out, which smells very nasty, I might add, and the problem is relieved immediately. With a complex bloat, if you try to pass the stomach tube, it will not pass. It stops at the point at which the stomach has twisted. Now, that's a situation that requires surgery, very complex and very costly. So how do you prevent bloat? First and foremost, let your dogs run and jump and play and exercise prior to eating, and be sure that after eating, your dogs stay inside and rest for approximately an hour. To be extra safe, you can keep them inside for a couple of hours. Now, what are some alternative or holistic therapies? Herbal remedies. Fresh cabbage juice can help to relieve gas buildup and initially provide some relief for cases of simple bloat. Emergency bloat, twisted tummies require immediate veterinary attention. Now, homeopathic remedies, Nux, M-O-S-C-H-A-T-A, which is a fancy name for nutmeg. The dosage is 30 C, taken every 15 minutes for up to 3 times, helps to reduce gas formation. And another homeopathic remedy, Carbo Vegetabilis, the dose is 30 C, that's a fancy name for charcoal, can be especially valuable for counteracting not only the buildup of gas, but helping to prevent shock should that be something that's going to incur. So, Audrey, I hope that information is a little bit helpful for you. Don't worry about Clover. Remember, all pet lovers, that feeding small multiple meals, at least two meals a day, is always best. In a dog that tends to bloat, rule of thumb, let your dog exercise for at least 2 hours. Let your dog exercise prior to eating. Keep them inside, calm and rested, for at least an hour or two after meals, and that should no longer be a problem for you. Now, we have another question. This question is from Jay Whitman, and she says that she's got a very nice, active 6-year-old border collie having a little bit of trouble getting up from lying down on the floor. Doesn't seem to be in pain, not limping, but not jumping around like his normal self. She thinks that he might be a little bit overweight, and they're trying to get him to exercise just a little bit more. Well, Ms. Whitman, if you have a dog or any pet owner having a little bit of trouble getting up from a lying down position, those are generally signs of early arthritis. The fact of the matter is that 95% of dogs at age 2 have radiographic evidence of arthritic lesions in their bones, whether or not visible signs are present. Therefore, it would be my best guess that your border collie is suffering from some achy joints, and remember that not exercising an arthritic or a painful joint increases the risk of permanent disability by just over 1/3. So the key to arthritis, remember your natural supplements, your combinations of glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, and hyaluronic acid being the 4 most important nutrients, work wonderfully for many dogs. Also keep in mind that certain prescription drugs, Rimadyl in particular, which also comes as injection and tablet form, is very risky, can lead to acute liver failure, has had already 1 class action lawsuit, and has been responsible for the death of several thousand dogs. So there are natural remedies available. Keeping your pets lean, the rule of thumb is that you should be able to easily feel but not see each rib, and your dog should have a little waist. What that means is the area right in front of those hind legs ought to be tucked up a little bit like a nice little waist. That's a dog who is in perfect physical condition. When you start getting these young dogs, and people are always saying that they have a very big dog, and they may indeed. But how do you tell if your dog is in ideal physical condition? I'll tell you how. Stand behind your dog and take your hands and run them along either side of the dog's rib cage, basically from just behind the front legs all the way to the groin. Again, if you can pinch more than an inch, it's probably time to think about cutting back. Always visit your veterinarian first. But when we run into these situations where we've just got too much soft tissue body mass for the bones and joints to support, what happens is you get calcium deposition, which is kind of just a fancy way to say arthritis, which then increases because it's the body says, gosh, we've got an area here that's a little bit unstable. What can we do to remedy it? So as the body tries to find a remedy for the situation, the problem, in this case arthritis, simply becomes more and more complicated. Now, in older dogs, where you might be concerned about other health issues, massage, hydrotherapy, and swimming, absolutely wonderful. Acupuncture is another alternative remedy. There is no downside. It normally is repeated at various intervals, usually at least once to twice a month. What acupuncture does is a natural way to stimulate the body's own source of what we refer to as natural pain relievers or enkephalons. So it's a way to help the body stimulate its own natural source of pain relievers. And that, I hope, is a satisfactory answer for Ms. Whitman. Pet owners are welcome to call our office toll-free at 866-372-2765. I'm Dr. Carol Osborne, your host today, as well as your holistic veterinarian. You have to excuse me, our phones just don't seem to stop ringing. You can visit us online, www.drcarol.com, or for information, www.carolonpets.com. We've got a couple of great products that would be wonderful for this little border collie. One is called Paws, P-A-A-W-S, a natural patented pet anti-aging wellness supplement, USA made, guaranteed, and works like a charm. Stay tuned, pet lovers, for All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We will be back right after this brief break. I'm Dr. Carol Osborne, your host today for All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Put those monkeys back in bed.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome everywhere, pet loving listeners. I'm holistic veterinarian Dr. Carol Osborne, your host today on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And this is our segment called Ask the Vet. So if you have questions about your dog, your cat, your ferret, or even your horse, give us a call. Call us toll free at 877-808-6116, and I am here to answer your pet questions. Hey, we answer pet questions all the time. So if any of our pet-loving listeners out there want to give us a call, my direct office phone, 866-372-2765. You can also visit me online, www.drcarol.com or carolonpets.com. And I believe we've got Donna on the phone with a question. Hi, Donna.
Hey, Dr. Carol, how are you doing?
Great. How can I help you today?
Well, I have a 17 or soon to be 17-year-old male who has hyperthyroidism and high blood pressure.
Okay, and what's your cat's name?
Pardon me?
What's your cat's name?
His name is Barty.
His name is Barty. Alrighty, so we've got a 17-year-old male kitty named Barty who's got an overactive thyroid gland and high blood pressure. Is that correct?
Yes. And he's been on methimazole for about a year and a half now. And the reason I called is I wanted to find out how long an elderly or senior cat can live on methimazole until it starts affecting his kidneys and his liver.
Donna, that's a great question. First of all, methimazole or tapazole, there are a variety of generic medications available to medically treat overactive thyroid glands in cats, a condition that we refer to as feline hyperthyroidism. With respect to how long oral medications may be given without adversely affecting the liver and kidneys, they can be given for the lifetime of the cat quite successfully, I might add. But here's a little bit of information, Donna, that you might find useful. Hill's Pet Nutrition has come out with some new research which indicates that by controlling the iodine level, iodine, of course, is found in most salt, we can nutritionally manage cases of feline hyperthyroidism and, in many cases, eliminate the need for oral medications, which, in your case, would be the methimazole. Now, the diet that is currently available commercially with limited iodine is called Y as in yellow D, so it's Hill's YD or limited iodine cat food. And what they say is that if you start your cat on the YD and you feed it exclusively for about 2 weeks, you should then, after speaking with your veterinarian, be able to recheck your cat's thyroid. I would suggest rechecking the unbound active level of circulating thyroid hormone, which is called free, F-R-E-E T4. Anyway, to make it simple, get yourself a bag of YD, feed it exclusively for about 2 weeks, visit your veterinarian, have the thyroid level checked, and if it's down into the normal range, according to Hill's Pet Nutrition, you should then be able to eliminate the need for further oral medication, and your cat should be fine. On a side note, Donna, remember that the thyroid gland, for you, for me, as well as for Mr. Barty, it controls the rate of everything in our body. So it controls how quickly our kidneys work, the rate that our liver works, and how quickly does our heart beat. Now, when everything in your body is going too fast, which is the case with a cat like Barty or any older cat that has an overactive thyroid, because the heart's beating too quickly and everything's just going a mile a minute, another consequence, heart disease as well as kidney disease are very common consequences with unregulated hyperthyroid cats. The high blood pressure is a result of the heart going too quickly. So when the thyroid level is reduced back down to normally, which in my experience as a practicing veterinarian for many years, usually occurs in less than 10 days, then the blood pressure normally comes back down to normal. Kidney, liver, and heart function also return to normal, eliminating the need for excessive, for other medications. So that should be some really good information for you, Donna. You might want to talk to your vet, get yourself a bag of YD, feed it exclusively for a couple of weeks, check Barty's T4, and let me know how that works for you.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Carroll.
Well, you're very welcome, Donna. And do we have any other phone calls out there for us today, Kevin?
No, ma'am.
Apparently none as of yet. So another pet-loving listener had written in a question, and they wanted to know what to do about a cat who's 11 years old, has steruvite crystals, and creaks when she walks. This is a cat named Luna. arthritis in cats is a very common condition. It's also a condition that is, in many cases, underdiagnosed. Keep in mind that, about 90% of dogs and cats at age 2 have radiographic evidence of arthritic lesions in their bones, whether or not visible signs are present. So, generally, as pets age, just like as people age, we do get calcium deposition in our joints. We get aches and pains, and we just call that arthritis. Absolutely. There are all kinds of over-the-counter supplements available with various combinations of glucosamine, chondroitin sulfate, and MSM, as well as hyaluronic acid that work just wonderfully to naturally relieve pain, reduce irritation, and restore pain-free mobility. In fact, we carry some of those wonderful supplements online. So if you're interested, visit us online. Go to www.drcarol.com or carolonpets.com. We also had a question from Michelle. She has a dog named Nico, 16 years old, needs a dental. Hey, guys, if you've got an old dog, don't risk your dog's life and put him under anesthesia to do a dental. Go to Google and look up anesthesia-free dog dentals. I am Dr. Carol Osborne, your host today on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Get your pet questions, your dog questions, and your cat questions. Email us at carolonpets.com or allpawspettalk.com. Call us live, 877-808-6116, every Wednesday from 1 to 2 Eastern Standard Time. I'm here to answer all your questions. So, all my pet-loving listeners, I wish you a wonderful week. I'm your host, holistic veterinarian Dr. Carol Osborne. If you want to talk to me after this great show is over, call our office toll-free at 866-372-2765. Have a great week. I'm Dr. Carol for All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry. Can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place. People of the world,
let's get together.
I know.
Let's all make this world a better place.
Let's spread the joy of life.
Hello, pet listeners everywhere. Welcome to All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and I'm your host, holistic veterinarian, and fellow pet lover, Dr. Carol Osborne, and this is our time to ask pet questions. So if you've got a dog question, a cat question, a horse question, even a rabbit question, give us a call. Call the station right now. I'll answer it for you right now on air. Call us at 877 877- 808-6116, and I'm here to answer your pet questions. Well, we just got done talking a little bit about cats, as far as their sixth sense and as far as how to recognize, treat, and relieve recurrent urinary tract situations. We then mentioned the cat's kidneys. Now, most of you are aware that the kidneys filter and remove toxic waste from the cat's body by the way of the urine. In addition, they regulate calcium and vitamin D levels. They maintain your cat's level of hydration. They also secrete the hormone responsible for red blood cell production. Now, that's why if you have an older cat or a dog who is in what we call kidney failure, in general, most animals whose kidneys are not working are also anemic, because as the kidney fails, it is unable to secrete the hormone called erythropoietic stimulating factor, which is the hormone necessary for red blood cell production. So if you've got an older cat and he's got a kidney issue, what are you going to do about it? Well, first of all, remember that as cats age, cats 7 and up are considered seniors. Senior cats, senior dogs, and senior citizens, we are all going to experience age-related deterioration of the kidneys. Other causes of kidney problems in cats: diabetes and thyroid disease, nutritional imbalances, immune system defects, including leukemia, FIV, and various cancers, toxins, including antifreeze. If you guys are out there, you're living in a cold climate, keep your antifreeze containers up on the shelf, keep the lid sealed, and keep the pets out of the garage if you're changing your antifreeze or your windshield wiper fluid. Certain inherited breeds, the Abyssinian, that's a genetic disorder in that cat as far as kidney issues. Generally, blood and urine tests do not reveal the kidney situation until approximately 75 to 80+% of kidney function has been lost. Biopsies certainly confirm the exact diagnosis, along with the physical exam, blood and urine. Now, the number one most important thing to correct failing kidneys in a dog or a cat is fluids. Now, this is the important thing, guys. We want 9% sodium chloride, NaCl. What is it? Hey, it's salt. What's the other kind of fluid that we use a lot of? Vets call it LRS, lactated Ringer solution. Why do you not want lactated Ringers in a dog or a cat with kidney failure? I'll tell you. As the kidneys failure, the BUN, or the blood urea nitrogen, starts to elevate. The creatinine, that's the sensitive indicator of kidney function, that starts to elevate. But in addition to that, phosphorus and calcium elevate. Because lactated Ringers contains both, we don't use that. We simply use salt water. Now, here's another little trick I'm going to share with you. If you multiply your pet's calcium times the phosphorus, the value needs to be at 40 or less. Now, that's a way that you can ascertain or predict the future health of your pet's kidneys. And for those of you that may have a senior pet with failing kidneys, keep your eye on the calcium and the phosphorus. The sum needs to be, or the total when multiplied, less than 40. If it's over 40, aluminum hydroxide USP powder, that's what you need. You're going to add it based on the creatinine level to each meal 2 to 3 times a day. It's going to bind, chelate, and remove the excessive phosphorus, which is precipitating the kidney failure. And once that level is at 40 or less, and we get the phosphorus down to 4 or less, then something called calcitriol. This is a natural product that actually regenerates the kidney tissue. In fact, it's something used in human dialysis patients. Then the calcitriol is effective and works wonderfully. For those of you worried about diet, remember that if your pet is in kidney failure, or even if your pet is just a senior, dogs and cats age 7 and up, your pet needs 30% more protein, not less. Remember, you can read pet labels all day, and you'll still never really know about that protein. It's the quality that is the number one most important factor as opposed to the quantity. Why do human dialysis patients eat eggs? Well, I'll tell you why. Each egg provides 9 grams of pure protein on which the kidneys do absolutely no work to break that protein down into its constituent parts, which we refer to as amino acids, so that the body can then digest, absorb, and utilize those nutrients. Now, for those of you that might be looking for some alternative therapies that are wonderful with kidneys, B12 helps to boost that red blood cell production, as does a little bit of fresh liver. Kombu broth, K-O-M-B-U, it's an herbal remedy. It's made of a seaweed rich type of a broth, very low in sodium. Parsley is another one for you, very high in minerals, as well as vitamins A, B, C, and potassium. Horse tail grass infusion is also something that can be beneficial. Now, looking for a homeopathic kidney remedy, Aphis Mellifica, the dose is 10 Emma's and Mary, 4 doses administered at hourly intervals are normally recommended, but don't use the Aphis if you've got a kitty that is pregnant. And one other thing I am just going to mention is don't confuse a urinary tract infection, which is a medical disorder, from urine sprain, which is a behavioral disorder. And we are going to talk about urine sprain next week. But for right now, I am your host and fellow veterinarian, Dr. Carol Osborne, for All Paws Pet Talk Radio, calling to wish all of our pet-loving listeners a wonderful upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Remember, a little bit of turkey, some sweet potatoes, and broccoli are as good for your pets as they are for you. Turkey's got the amino acid tryptophan. If you've got nervous dogs, give them some turkey. Visit me online, www.carolonpets.com.
Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
If we could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting to a chimp and chimpanzee.
talking to a tiger, chatting to a cheetah. What a
good afternoon. I'm Dr. Carol Osborne, here today with All Paws Pet Talk. We are introducing a new weekly segment. It is our holistic pet health case of the week. So for all of you dog and cat lovers out there, if you've got a pet with a particular health issue, go ahead and let us know about it. Call in or log on. Tell us about your pet and his or her particular health issue. And if we choose your case, we'll address it on the air. Today, we are going to address Teresa, who lives right down here in Florida. Teresa has a little 6-year-old Maltese. She's got some questions about bladder stones and recurrent urinary tract infections. So I thought we'd take a few minutes and talk about that to all our pet-loving listeners out there. What are the causes of urinary problems in dogs? Basically, we've got estrogen-responsive urinary incontinence, a very common problem in your older spayed female dogs. And what happens is they leak urine unconsciously, for example, while they sleep, and that's because they have run out of the female hormone estrogen. We then have a variety of dogs with kidney failure issues, also diseases such as Cushing's disease, and diabetes mellitus can cause dogs to urinate excessively as well as make mistakes inside. Dogs with conditions such as kidney and bladder stones, as well as polyps in the bladder and various types of cancers which affect the urinary tract. And then there are certain medications, for example, dogs that have heart conditions that might be on a diuretic like Lasix. That's a medication that, although it helps to prevent excessive fluid from building up in your pet's lungs, will also cause an increase in urination. So what can you as a dog owner do? Well, first of all, you need to visit your veterinarian. He'll give your dog a complete exam. In general, he'll take a urine sample. He will run that to find out whether or not your dog does or does not have a urinary infection. If a urinary infection or bacteria are present, that would normally be sent in for a culture and sensitivity. That will tell you and your veterinarian the exact type of bacteria responsible for the condition. It will also give you the exact antibiotic to cure that. For dogs with stones, polyps, and cancer issues, diagnosis usually involves x-rays. Your veterinarian may or may not need to do an ultrasound as well, and or even a biopsy to get an exact diagnosis. For dogs with minor urinary tract infections, again, antibiotics are curative. For older female dogs with urinary incontinence issues, there are various medications, including Proin. And a couple of weeks ago, the FDA just approved estrogen as a treatment for urinary incontinence in female and male dogs. Surgery is usually the most effective therapy to remove large stones that may involve the kidney and or bladder. And I wanted to share some natural holistic therapies with you as well. Diuretic herbs that will promote urination and help to stop stone formation would include parsley, corn silk, and dandelion. Glycosaminoglycans, which we refer to as GAGs, help to heal the lining of the bladder. And homeopathic remedies, belladonna, the strength is 30C, will help to reduce recurrent urinary tract infections, especially those that might have a tinge of blood in them. There is another homeopathic remedy referred to as urtica urines, the strength being 3X. That, again, is an agent that will promote an increase in your dog's urination and help to decrease or reduce the chance of kidney stone formation. The most important thing is when you see something's gone wrong with your dog, if you notice your dog is suddenly drinking an excessive amount of water or urinating small amounts of urine frequently, that's not normal. The sooner that you bring these problems to your veterinarian's attention, the sooner that they can be addressed, treated, and relieved. So it's always better to address your pet's health concerns sooner rather than later. Treatment will be quicker, it will be much less costly to you as a pet owner, and your pet will be happy because he or she will be cured and feel better much sooner. Now, for all of our pet-loving listeners out there, if you've got a dog or a cat with a health condition, if you're looking for a second opinion, or you'd just like to run it by us, go ahead. You can log right on to allpawspettalk.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. Tell us about your pet. Give us a little bit of information about the current case, and we will choose one pet case each week, and we'll address it right here live on allpawspettalk.com. Coming up, we've got Karen Watts. She's going to share her pet of the day with us today. And I wanted to talk just for a couple of minutes about all the amputees currently out there. There are approximately 1.7 million people living in this country today with the loss of a limb, or in fact, one out of every 200 people in the U.S. has been affected by an amputation. With respect to dog breeds, because of conditions like bone cancer in particular, your top breeds affected would be your Shepherds, your Labradors, Golden Retrievers, as well as your Rottweilers. And the prosthesis that the Dolphin Winter in the movie Dolphin Tale was lucky enough to receive is an absolutely wonderful, wonderful situation that is not only bringing hope to thousands of disabled children throughout the country, but the Clearwater Marine Aquarium has just opened up a program which anybody can find out about by calling the aquarium directly or logging onto their website, where these disabled children have specific sessions right with Winter the Dolphin from Dolphin Tale, and they get to learn all about Winter's prosthesis and see her tale of hope and inspiration, which I think really does a lot for these children that have to go through life and experience the loss of an arm or, in fact, a leg. There is a center right here in Sarasota, Florida, that is responsible for making the prosthesis. It's called the Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics Corporation right in Sarasota, Florida. And the gentlemen that came up for the prosthetic for Winter have made successful prosthetics for dogs as well as a duck and an ostrich, which I thought was pretty exciting and wonderful, wonderful news. Just being able to use a prosthetic such as the one on Winter in the movie is a lot more complicated than what you or I might imagine. And it takes a series of fittings. And then, of course, as Winter grows, that prosthetic has to be sized and reattached at various intervals so that it fits her just fine, because the tail of a dolphin is kind of like her engine. So dolphins that don't have a tail, they can't swim, they can't dive, they can't jump. And the fact of the matter is, most dolphins that would have been in a situation like Winter would have died and would not be with us to share their story. So this is really just a wonderful, heartwarming, and uplifting story that everyone out there can go to the local movie theater and enjoy, as well as visit the Clearwater Marine Aquarium and find out more about the educational program that they offered, again, geared to kids with disabilities and helping all these amputees to, in fact, walk again. We are going to be getting ready for Karen Watts and her Pet of the Day segment. For all of you out there, I'm Dr. Carol Osborne with All Paws Pet Talk. We're going to be back just in a minute for more of All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, host of Healthline. Join me live and hear the latest breakthroughs for you and your family. This month, iComplex is on special, the ultimate delivery system for the critical nutrients essential to health of the lens, the retina, and the macula to most closely match ideal cell resonance for the eye. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. Experience nutrition that really works.
This advertisement does not constitute an offer to sell a franchise. The offer of a franchise can only be made through the delivery of a franchise disclosure document.
Fresh Healthy Vending is a new company that is revolutionizing the vending machine business by filling them with healthy and natural foods. That's right. Protein and energy drinks, teas and juices, yogurts, fresh fruits and veggies, soy milk, natural cereals, granola bars. Can you imagine that? It's like having a whole food store in a machine. And you can get in on the ground floor by getting your own Fresh Healthy Vending franchise. You can have your own small business placing healthy food vending machines all over your area, in places like schools and hospitals and businesses and airports and other high traffic areas. Locations that embrace the idea because, you know, they make money too. Full training and support and assistance in acquiring locations. It's all about timing, folks. Pick up the phone, make the call to Fresh Healthy Vending and get all the details on what could be your big life moment.
Get Fresh Healthy Vending franchise information now. Call 800-226-5454. 226-5454. That's 800-226-5454.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand. A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to All Paws Pet Talk Radio. My name is Cynthia Siegel, and I am your new favorite pet psychic and animal communicator. And I have the most interesting woman on the show with me today. We were started in the last segment to talk about how astrology is very important for your pet and for you as a people. My guest, Joyce Levine, was telling us a cute story. Please continue.
Okay, well, what happened is that this particular dog had Saturn aspects, which are the relationship of where the planets are in the sky now to where they were at the time that this dog was born. And one of the negative things about Saturn can be obstructions. And so when the pet owner and asked me about, you know, she was worried about her. And we looked at the birth chart and we saw those Saturn aspects. And I said, well, if there's going to be a problem, it's going to be within, I gave her a couple of month time range. Actually, this is something that just happened in the last 2 weeks. And so it's very fresh in my mind. And so when the German Shepherd was behaving, you know, the owner could see that there was something wrong. And she took her right to the vet, and the pet did have to have surgery, but the surgery saved her life. And if
wow.
it had been a time, if it had been a time where, you know, my client was like out of town on business, or she was away, or she wasn't paying attention, she would have lost that pet. Now, some people thought she may have been a little bit crazy to have surgery on a 13-year-old dog, but for her, you know, again, it would be, how could you not take care of a member of the family?
Exactly. And that's why I think your astrology is so fascinating, because...
Well, I want to ask you a question that, now that I know that you're a pet psychic. I would love to hear about my cat sometime.
All right. We can certainly do that. That would
be
a lot of fun.
And I'd be happy. Do you have dogs, or do you have cats, or what kind of pets do you have?
At the moment, I'm petless. My furry friends are being experienced vicariously. I've had dogs and cats and turtles and birds and fish, and all before I had my skills as an animal communicator, which I think is very interesting. There was one incident, though, on my 50th birthday, when my cat, who had been gone for 7 years, he used to jump on the bed at the foot of the bed and walk along my body to wake me up in the morning like it's time to eat.
Yes, I know that one when you've overslept and they want breakfast.
And this particular morning was the day of my birthday, so I'd been out the night before kind of celebrating, and my birthday is New Year's Eve, so there was a little more than usual celebration. And so I wake up to feel this, and the first thing I said was, oh, Friday, it's way too early to wake me. And then I went, oh, my God, you came back to visit me on my 50th birthday. How beautiful is that? So now, as an animal communicator, I have lots of stories like that that have happened to people with their pets who return to visit them, and also people who return to visit them. And I think one of the most beautiful things about being an animal communicator is really to put your mind at ease. And that's what I love about what you do, Joyce. And again, that's Joyce Levine with an E.com, our astrologer for people and pets. I love that you help chart out what could be possible problems down the road. And is this a good pet for you? I think that's such a gift to all of us. I thank you for all the furry friends and people listening.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet.
And do you have another story to share?
Well, just to show you how astrology works with pets, it's the cats I have now are Sagittarians, and they have a very strong Mars. And Mars is the planet of drive and energy, but it's also, sometimes it can create too much energy. The last cat, who was the love of my life, although these two have now become the love of my life, was a Leo, and he had a strong Venus. And as a Leo, he would come in the room if I was teaching a class, and he would sit in front of the blackboard in the middle of the room so everyone could admire him. Because that's Leos like to be the center of attention. But he had a strong Venus, so he was actually extremely gracious or graceful. He would jump on a table, and no matter how much I had piled on that table, nothing would move. Everything would still be in its place when he got there. The two I have now have a strong Mars. They're not as graceful. They can jump on the table, and sometimes they may make it, and there are times when they were younger that they would miss. If they get on the table, they invariably knock something over. And if they don't knock it over jumping up, they will bat it up to get it out of their way once they get there. And so it's the difference between the planet Mars and the planet Venus.
That's fascinating.
So when Venus is strong in a pet's chart, then, and there's no way to know that without actually knowing the birth date, because it's not based on sign. But if Venus is strong in the pet's chart, the pet is going to be more graceful. If Mars is strong in the pet's chart, the pet will probably be more assertive, but certainly not as graceful. and more obviously demanding.
Not so all, there you have all, it.
Not that all our pets can't be demanding, but
if you want to know more about your pet and their chart, what a wonderful service, Joyce. I thank you so much for this. Be sure that you visit Joyce Levine, LEVINE.com, and make an appointment to get an astrology reading not only for yourself, but for your pet or all your pets to find out even what their future is, but more so than that, what would be great for you. I thank you for your time, Joyce, and I invite our listeners to join us again next time for All Paws Pet Talk Radio. I'm your host, Cynthia Siegel, your new favorite pet psychic, and you can reach me at cynthiasiegel.com. Siegel is S-E-G-A-L, and please send us emails, cynthia@cynthiasiegel.com. If you have a question or a concern about your pet, that's what I'm here to help you with. And I thank all our furry friends for bringing their people to listen to our show today. Thank you, listeners, and goodbye to all my furry friends and their people. Till next time.
Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.